नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निधि नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी अश्चर्यदेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरि 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 राम हरि राम 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 हरि हरि। Today, we are gathered to celebrate the disappearance day of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A day where, deep in our hearts, we cultivate our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. That gratitude is real, and it transforms our consciousness to the degree we earnestly, sincerely express that gratitude. Srila Prabhupada, when asked how we can show our gratitude, he told us by receiving what he has given us, by following, and by sharing that message with others through our words, through our lives, and through our communities. The message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Simultaneous oneness and difference. He began his teachings to Sanatan Goswami with the simple message, Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. We are eternally the servants of Krishna. We are one in quality with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but quantitatively, we are a part and parcel. It is the separateness between the soul and God that brings about rasa, that brings about prema, ecstatic love, and the reciprocations of that ecstatic love. The Brahman realization, which is often called mukti, is entrance into to the conception of oneness. Rupa Goswami explains, compared to the happiness in Brahmanda, in Brahman realization, it is like a drop of water compared to the ocean of happiness in Prema Ras. In the Vaikuntha planets, where we are eternally engaged in Krishna's lila or pastimes of love. To facilitate the people of this world to enter into the lila of Vrindavan, the highest revelation of spiritual liberation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us this philosophy of oneness and difference. Srila Prabhupada told us that this movement will be enthused and preserved when we appreciate and develop the principle of unity in diversity. And Srila Prabhupada also taught us the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of union in separation. All of these concepts seem to be opposite. But in bhakti, what appears to be completely contradictory is harmonized. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught through his own example that there is no higher experience of bhakti than that of union and separation. When he was residing in Puri, the abode of Jagannath, especially the last 12 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was practically constantly feeling the moods of separation. Radha Bhavatuti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. It was Sri Radharani's moods of separation for Krishna. Krishna wanted to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's love. And he appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna with Radha's Mahabhav, the heart of Srimati Radharani. And during those years in Puri, he was tasting the sweetness of Sri Radha's love in separation from Krishna. After Krishna left for Mathura and Dwarka, and how Krishna permeated Vrindavan more than ever before in that viraha bhava. The concept of union and separation, Srila Prabhupada embodied in a historical, inconceivable way in his relationship with his Guru Maharaj. As the Acharya, founder Acharya of our movement, he taught us this principle as a foundational principle. Service in separation. In 1922, Srila Prabhupada was given the instruction. Some places Prabhupada called it a request. that he take the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the whole world in the English language. Srila Prabhupada took that message, that vani, as his life and soul. He taught us that vapu and vani, the physical presence of the guru and the instructions of the guru, are both of ultimate importance. But of the two, vani is forever. And the vapu, the physical presence, has a beginning and an end. Srila Prabhupada took that message so deeply in his heart. In Radha Kund, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada instructed our Srila Prabhupada, if ever you get money, print books. He took that message so deeply in his heart. And when Srila Prabhupada was living in Mumbai, he was a grihastha with a family, children, wife, economic challenges. Just before Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance, he wrote Srila Prabhupada a letter with the same instruction. Spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the world in the English language. At the disappearance of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, there was gradually conflict within his mission. Srila Prabhupada had practically no resources, but he established Back to Godhead magazine. With great efforts, and he did it in English, which was quite amazing in India at that time, in the 1940s and 50s. When he retired from his household life, he started a League of Devotees in Jhansi. That was going to be the international headquarters where Krishna consciousness would spread all over the world. But somehow or other, everything was taken away from Srila Prabhupada. And he came to Vrindavan, the Vamsi Gopal temple. From there, he would write his Back to Godhead magazine articles, bring to Delhi, personally distribute. He was the only editor, he was the only writer, he was the only distributor. He had to raise all the funds. How seriously he took the order of his Guru Maharaj. He moved to Radha Damodar Temple. He was always looking for opportunity to do what his guru asked him. Nothing could stop him. He had one disciple in Jhansi, Acharya Prabhakar. And he was living at the Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan in Chopati, Mumbai. And he invited Srila Prabhupada to come to teach there. Srila Prabhupada came, and the leader of K.M. Munshi, a our temples on Kayamunchi Mar. He was the governor. He gave a lecture, and Srila Prabhupada thanked him for his lecture. And Kayamunchi invited Prabhupada to be an honorary professor of the Bhagavad Gita for the Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan. Srila Prabhupada, as the honorary professor of the Bhagavad Gita, he was teaching right across the street from our temple. But Srila Prabhupada saw that this was a very prestigious position he had, but it wasn't really helping him to spread the movement all over the world. He could have been a comfortable professor his whole life. He was recognized as a scholar. But he was focused on spreading all over the world. So he went to Kurukshetra for a conference and then back to Vrindavan. There his Guru Maharaj was coming to him in dreams, telling him, you must take sannyas. Come. Srila Prabhupada was thinking, this is very difficult. He wrote to one of the very senior godbrothers and said, you know, and explained, I want to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. I'm being called to take sannyas. And his godbrother said, you should come to our math and you should just help out at the mutt for some time, and then we'll see whether you're ready for sannyas. Srila Prabhupada could have done that. But he was thinking, my Guru Maharaj just ordered me to take this to the whole world. And then Keshav Maharaj, another god brother, he asked, and he said, yes, you must. And then Prabhupada, he explained, he was reluctant. Because a senior god, very senior god brother, said you should wait. And now this one is saying you should do. And Prabhupada said, my guru personally, through my god brother, forced me to take sannyas. He was living at Sevakunj, at the Radha Damodar temple, near the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami, writing his first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And it was such effort, getting paper. You had to have government permission. You had to have a lot of money just to get paper in those days. Eventually, with great efforts and many years, three volumes, first canto were complete. The jacket Srila Prabhupada personally designed. He had a Bengali artist draw exactly what he was saying. Of the material worlds, the spiritual worlds, and Goloka Vrindavan. The whole time, it was all in the pursuance to take Krishna consciousness to the world. In 1965, 51 years ago, he boarded Jaladuta in Calcutta. He had 40 rupees. In the Arabian Sea, he had those heart attacks. And Srila Prabhupada wrote in his diary how much he was feeling separation from Sri Vrindavan Dham and from his beloved lords, Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath, Radha Damodar. But he felt very happy because he was executing the order of his spiritual master, which was the very same order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. When Srila Prabhupada arrived in New York, he later said in a lecture that I had nothing. I didn't know where to go. In his own words, he said, I had no one. I had nothing. I was practically wandering like a vagabond. But he said, I felt the presence of my spiritual master. And then Srila Prabhupada, he emphasized, there was never a time that I did not feel the presence of my spiritual master. Yayatamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamya. Krishna tells, as you surrender to me, I reveal myself to you. And Srila Prabhupada explained that Krishna is manifesting through the spiritual master. Because Srila Prabhupada was surrendering his life, even where it appeared totally impossible, he was absolutely feeling Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his presence at every moment. Our god sister Kanka Devi was speaking the other day about when Srila Prabhupada asked the devotees to, he didn't ask, he ordered. He wanted the entire Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita to be fully published within 2 months. And that devotee said, impossible. We could have one book every 2 months. When Srila Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary, he wasn't just speaking something theoretically. How impossible was it for him at 70 years old, after all these heart attacks, with apparent failure after failure after failure, being kicked out of one place in another place, to start a worldwide international movement with no means and no people? That was impossible. Compared to printing Chaitanya Charitamrita in 2 months, that was absolutely nothing. Devotees had, they didn't know how they were going to do it. But they had faith. If Prabhupada could do what he did, then this is easy, comparatively. But it took total surrender. Srila Prabhupada did all this simply to execute the order of his spiritual master in the most profound compassion for all living beings. And he came to New York so many decades after his spiritual master had already departed from the world. From the first moment in 1922 when he received the order to 1966 when he started this movement, which is 44 years later, he was constantly committed and surrendered to carrying out that instruction. In Los Angeles, Jagrini Devi was explaining about Srila Prabhupada giving so many lectures in Los Angeles on the disappearance day of his Guru Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada, he began it by saying that For on the spiritual level, the appearance day and the disappearance day are non-different. He quoted Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvata tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjana. That the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities, if we simply understand, then we never take birth in this world. Srila Prabhupada explains transcendental is nitya, it is eternal. For great personalities, appearance and disappearance, there's no difference. In that lecture, he spoke wonderful memories of his lifetime of remembrances and interactions with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And he explained how he took that order of his life and soul. He gave all credit to everything that he had done, as was said by some of the brahmacharis. He gave all credit to his Guru Maharaj. And he said, my Guru Maharaj has sent all of you to help me. He said, I see all of you as representatives of my Guru Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada explained how he was very old and he could leave at any time. Requested that we carry on the mission of his Guru Maharaj. And while he was saying that, he was weeping. Even on the tape, you can hear his voice choking. Jagarini Devi this morning was speaking how tears were pouring from his eyes. Srila Prabhupada is alive in the hearts of all those who are sincerely and honestly surrendered to carrying out his instructions. To perform our sadhana with all earnestness. To live with the real character of Vaishnavas. And really cultivating communities based on love for Krishna, based on unity and diversity. I'll end with one statement of Srila Prabhupada. He was asked, how could we best serve you? What is the best service? Srila Prabhupada, he said, to love Krishna. Prema Pumarta Mahan. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. The highest goal of life is simply to love Krishna. But what does it mean to love Krishna? It's not just a sentiment. To love Krishna is to surrender to the will of Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada asks us to chant at least 16 rounds, to follow these regulative principles, to carefully study his books and his purports, and unity and diversity to somehow or other cooperate together to spread his message to each other and to the world. In that, we will truly feel the presence of Srila Prabhupada, because Srila Prabhupada will reveal himself. Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari will reveal themselves. Then there will be the realization that comes in each of our hearts of union in separation. In 1977, when Srila Prabhupada left this world, most of his disciples, perhaps all of his disciples, felt completely lost. It seemed like total darkness had covered the entire universe. We felt helpless and totally hopeless. In that separation, the only shelter we had was to take shelter of his books, of the association of devotees, of the holy names of Krishna, and of his instructions. And in doing so, Srila Prabhupada became more and more and more manifest in our hearts. ISKCON, it's an institution. Srila Prabhupada established it. But the spirit of ISKCON is this principle, to keep Srila Prabhupada's instructions as our life and soul, to help him to spread the mission of his Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, His Holiness Radhananda Swami Maharaj. Now we